This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently, tropical storm Dorian likely to become a hurricane in the next few days before it possibly threatens the southeastern United States this weekend. But first, it's going to be impacting Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Some U.S. volunteers already heading over to Puerto Rico to help, among them Miami Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Scott Dean, who says they're leaving today.
In this particular situation, we're going to be there before the storm hits, so we'll get a little familiarized with the area that we'll be responsible for. We'll weather the storm where our base of operation will be located.
Iran's government reacting to news that President Trump said he would be willing to meet Iran's president under the appropriate circumstances. Now, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says they wouldn't meet with Trump unless sanctions against Iran are first lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
After just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for her latest bout with cancer, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out yesterday receiving an honorary degree at the University of Buffalo School of Law, where she told the audience,
"It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG."
Chicago teachers prepared to go on strike next month as their union started a 30-day clock for a potential work stoppage yesterday. The contract offer they've received most recently would have increased their salaries 16% over 5 years, but the teachers union says the deal needs to include other demands like smaller classes and more counselors, social workers, and librarians. Former New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski now leaving open the door to returning to the NFL sometime in the future. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pop star Taylor Swift takes home the top prize at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. Swift won the Video of the Year Moon Man statue for her LGBTQ anthem, You Need to Calm Down. And she used her acceptance speech to call out the White House for failing to express support for the proposed Equality Act, despite a petition that's drawn a huge response.
A million signatures, which just five times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
The Equality Act would ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Another top winner at last night's award show, Ariana Grande, who earned the Artist of the Year trophy. Now back to Taylor Swift. Forbes says she is the highest paid woman in music after earning $185 million before taxes last year. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not letting cancer stop her from living her everyday life. The 86-year-old justice received an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo School of Law yesterday afternoon, despite just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for a malignant tumor on her pancreas, her fourth battle with cancer. The Supreme Court says the tumor was treated definitively, noting no evidence of the disease was found elsewhere. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and listen live. And thank you for joining in on any one of the 300-plus radio stations and markets that we bring Bill Martinez Live to you. And right now, Brigitte Gabriel joins us, New York Times bestselling author, leading expert on global Islamic terrorism, and chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in America. And we're going to be talking Omar and Tlaib, and let's put things in proper perspective. Brigitte, welcome to the show always. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, always good to have you with us. So let's talk about Omar and Tlaib and the show that they tried to put on yesterday. What was all this about?
Well, that's exactly what it is. The whole thing from the beginning, Bill, has been nothing more than a PR stunt. They wanted to put Israel in a corner, and they put Israel in a lose-lose situation and a win-win situation for them, PR-wise. Because if they were interested in just visiting Israel and learning about Israel, as a lot of the new Democratic elected officials, they would have joined the delegation of 72 lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, who made an official trip to Israel just last week. They met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and leaders of the Palestinian Authority. But Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib refused to go. Instead, they developed their own itinerary and titled it U.S. Congressional Delegation to Palestine. Bill, they couldn't even bring themselves to actually utter the word Israel in their itinerary. So this whole thing was just a publicity stunt.
Well, there was no doubt it was disrespectful on so many levels. And I will say this for the record, Brigitte, and this is, you know, increasingly bothering me and other people who respect the office of the President of the United States. You may not like President Trump, but for the sake of the office, for respect of the U.S. Constitution, just to refer to him constantly as Trump is so disrespectful to the voters, to those of us patriots who believe in a constitutional government. And I want to call them out for that. And I'm tired of hearing the disrespect from them, from two women who are, you know, if nothing else, I mean, they are demanding respect, but yet they themselves are not giving it.
They're not giving it. And we're seeing this in the whole Democratic Party. And they are being supported by the Democratic leadership. And they are being supported by the media. Look, Bill, when President Obama was elected president, I didn't want him. I didn't like him. I didn't vote for him. But mm-hmm. the minute he became our president, we respected the office of the president. And you referred to him as President Obama. You may not have liked him. I criticized him. I criticized his apology to worldwide. I have been one of the biggest critics of President Obama and remain so. But you respect the office of the president because it doesn't matter who occupies that office. They come and go, but the office remains. And the President Trump was elected by people of the United States to serve the people of the United States, and we need to give him the courtesy to do his job and do it right. And right now we are seeing total disrespect, not only towards the President Bell, but we're seeing total disrespect to our police officers, total disrespect exactly. to law and order, total disrespect to respecting difference of opinion. I mean, look at what Antifa did in Portland this last weekend. So
exactly.
there is no tolerance in our country to the exchange of idea, to the principle of we need to listen to another idea. Maybe we can learn something so we can better our country where we can bring different ideas and make them work together to the benefit of all. Those days are gone.
Yeah, and sadly, because what you're talking about right now, Brigitte, evidence. It is written in the history of this great country of ours. When we are talking, when we are sharing ideas, we're not saying everybody should be a Republican or everybody should be a Democrat. We need the varying ideas to come to the marketplace. And when they are invalidated and one side is told to shut up and not participate in the process, everybody loses. Now, when we win is when everybody's participating. And this is what has bothered me about the modern day Democratic Party, which is not the party of Kennedy by far. They're not engaged. They're just resisting, and it's to the injury of all Americans.
Well, here's the deal, Bill. The left is at war with everything you and I and every God-loving and flag-waving, veteran-respecting, police-honoring American, they are at war with us. The problem is we don't realize that they are at war. We think if we can just reason with them, come, let's reason together. Let's talk to each other. Why don't you listen to us? But what we need to realize is that those who are now in charge of being elected to Congress or in charge of the Democratic Party or who are now the bureau chiefs of news organizations, remember, these students came out of our colleges and have been graduating for the last 25, 30 years where they have learned that there is no tolerance to any opposing view. Look, I remember being banned from speaking to different universities, and this is back in 2004. I remember speaking at Duke University in 2004, being surrounded by bodyguards who were afraid for my own safety as students were shouting me down. And we're talking over 15 years ago. This started a long time ago. So all these students that learned in college that any other opposing point of view is not tolerated, should not be tolerated, and it should be attacked. Those students have graduated, and they have gotten into the work field, whether they work in media, whether they work in communication, whether they work in politics. So what we're seeing right now is basically activists posing as elected officials like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar al-Rashid applied. They are activists. They're not your average lawmakers who studied the law and who decided to run for office to work on our laws that better this country. They are activists who won elections. When you look at journalists on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they are not journalists who are looking objectively at a story. You're looking at an activist who has the spotlight and the platform to be able to influence millions of Americans with their activist ideas, while the unsuspecting public believes that they are actually looking at a journalist, but they are not. And this is exactly what I detail in my book, Rise. You know, my book came out titled Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And I titled it Rise because I want people to understand what we are really dealing with in our country and why we need to come together and understand that we need to become engaged, we need to become active, we need to participate in our political process in order to save our country while we still have a chance before it's too late.
You're exactly right, and this is what I have embraced about your book, Rise. It is a clarion call to rise up and take a stand. This is not a time for the silent majority. The silent majority has to no longer be silent, just like it did several decades ago. It is a critical call to stand up. Otherwise, they continue to progress, and our liberties are being compromised here, Brigitte, in the process.
Absolutely. All our liberties are being compromised. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression. What happened in Portland this weekend is basically Antifa chasing a little girl simply because she is dressed in American flag attire. So
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
We must be asking, as Israel's ally, the Netanyahu government, stop the expansion of settlements on Palestinian land and ensure full rights for Palestinians if we are to give them aid.
Well, this was yesterday, and their threat, because after all, the House, we know, is given oversight over the money. They're in control of the purse. And even though Brigitte, I think she miscalculated, she said we only give $3 million. I think it's more in the billion terms, not million terms, of money that we give to Israel, is it not?
That's true. It's $3 billion. But what she forgot to mention is that we also give Egypt $2 billion. The only difference between Egypt and Israel is that Israel actually spends the money back into the United States, purchasing airplanes, purchasing products from the United States. So the money that Israel receives, a lot of that money is invested back into the United States, while the $2 billion we give Egypt is totally squandered.
Well, and what she didn't address also is that time and again, including the Netanyahu administration, have offered all kinds of concessions to the Palestinians. The Palestinians had made it clear time and again that if anybody is to negotiate at all with Israel and give up anything, that that person is to die and their family is to be, you know, taken off the face of the earth, which is the end game that they have for Israel. So how do you negotiate with somebody that wants you eradicated?
Exactly. You cannot negotiate with people like that. Israel has tried. I mean, Bill, you and I remember when Ehud Barak offered the Palestinians in 2001 90% of the territories back, and they did not want it. They did not want to have anything to do with it. They said, no, we do not want it, and they turned it down. So they are not, they could have had all of the West Bank. They could have had what they wanted, but they turned it down because they have no interest in living side by side with Israel. They want Israel eliminated. But of course, Ilhan Omar is too young to actually even remember that. And because the Palestinians and the Islamic world in general, they do not teach their children history about political events that actually gives Israel any fairness. They only teach their children to hate Israel. The Israelis are stealing our land. They have stolen our land. They want to kill our people, which is total baloney. And this is why they're completely brainwashed with their hatred towards Israel.
Yeah, when you go to Israel, for those of us who have been there, Brigitte, you see that Arabs have no problem living in areas where Israel controls. In fact, they're happy to do so because they know there's peace there. But yet, on the converse, when Israelis go into Arab-controlled areas, they do so with some trepidation, understandably so.
Yes, they do. And, you know, when the Palestinian Authority, you know, when Yasser Arafat came back and Israel gave the Palestinian Authority control over the Palestinian territories, Israel gave the option of the Israeli Arabs living in East Jerusalem, which is the Arabic section, whether or not they want to be Palestinian living under the Palestinian-controlled authority, you know, the Palestinian Authority. And they refused. The Arabs refused. They said, oh, no. We want to stay here. We want to stay under Israeli control. We want to stay here as Israelis. I mean, can you imagine they even were given the option, but they turned it down? Because it shows you that, look, Arabs living under Israeli control are living much better than any Arabs living under Arab control, whether it's Palestinians, whether it's anything else, because there is more freedom in Israel than any other country in the Middle East, but specifically under the Palestinian Authority.
Well, I can tell you, when I went to Israel, I went through quite a background check. It wasn't just, come on in, and they really check you out. And here it is in the particular case here, where you have two women. One who's she was raised Palestinian. Talib was, so that worldview, and what does she hold to? I mean, for her, the BDS movement is a righteous act for Palestinians, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Again, like I mentioned, she is an activist. She's not your average congresswoman. We're looking at an activist elected to Congress. She believes Israel is evil. She believes Israel should not have any place in the Middle East. They do not want to live side by side with Israel. They don't believe on all the maps of Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, and all the maps, Israel doesn't even exist on the map. So even in the books that they teach the children of Palestine, Israel is non-existent on the map. So she is raised with the idea that Israel is evil and Israel should be eliminated. Totally different point of view. And that's why she is celebrated by the Palestinians. And let's not forget, when she ran for Congress and she was elected, she said, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people. I mean, here we have an elected member of Congress, Bill, in the United States, who's supposedly elected to serve the American people, yet instead she says, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people. Since
yes.
When did we elect an Australian into government or anybody? Look, we have had our country for 300 years. We have been elected members of Congress for hundreds of years. When was last time we elected somebody from who immigrated here from a foreign government who said, I want to be a voice to the Belgian people. I want to be a voice to the Australians. I want to be a voice to the Lebanese. We never had that until now.
Yeah, it's pretty bold, and I'm glad you brought that up, because American voters need to wise up, and particularly, you know, the constituency that she represents, because now what does that mean for the rest of Americans that are in her district? They don't count?
Exactly. Their interest is not her interest. Their interest are the American interest, which is complete opposite of Rashida Tlaib's interest, because Americans are friends of Israel. They respect Israel as an ally of the United States. Americans understand that Israel is our eyes and ears in the Middle East, and it's our most loyal friend. Rashida Tlaib's interest is to wipe Israel off the map and to kick the Jews out of that land and away to whatever country they want to go, as long as they are not in the Middle East. And this is the problem. She's not representing the interest of the American people. She is representing the interest of the naturalized Palestinians living in her district and the Arab Muslims living in her district who migrated from the Middle East, who believe the Palestinian cause is the cause célèbre for every single Muslim across the world. They now believe they have representation in Congress to fight for Palestinian rights, not to improve Michigan, not to improve Detroit, not to improve the United States, not to create bills that will improve the lives of Americans living in a state in the United States, but to improve and affect change 8,000 miles across the world to the Middle East, influencing and ruling and passing laws that affect and impact the Palestinian people living under the Palestinian Authority and not Americans living in the United States.
Brigitte, where's leadership for the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, on all this? I mean, she seemed to have turtled out and just kind of hunkered down in her own shell and kind of just, you know, letting, you know, if it's not the four Democratic apocalyptic horsewomen of the party who have been leading the way here, but particularly these two, it's almost like she just allowed them to jump the shark here, and they're fully exposed. And, of course, Donald Trump is saying, hey, this is the Democratic Party, and why can't you make that assessment or come to that conclusion when they are given, you know, place time and again? And I think this is a rather reckless situation for the Democratic Party.
Because Nancy Pelosi right now, Bill, is a paper poster. That's it. The real activists behind the Democratic Party and the people who have clout are the newbies, are the young ones, are the ones who are active on social media. When you look at Ocasio-Cortez or you look at Ilhan Omar, over 4 million followers on Instagram alone. I haven't even mentioned Twitter. I haven't even mentioned Facebook. Nancy Pelosi probably doesn't even have an Instagram account. How many followers does she have? She's almost 80 years old. She thinks differently. again, the difference between what we have now and what we used to have at the Democratic Party, we used to have elected officials who were concerned in passing laws that will affect the United States. Right. Exactly. Now, we have young activists who are interested in influencing public opinion using social media to drive public opinion. And that's
exactly
the difference. And that's
Regine, we gotta leave it there. We're out of town. We're out of time. ActForAmerica.org is where you want to go for more information. She is the author and chairman of ACT. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently, tropical storm Dorian likely to become a hurricane in the next few days before it possibly threatens the southeastern United States this weekend. But first, it's going to be impacting Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Some U.S. volunteers already heading over to Puerto Rico to help, among them Miami Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Scott Dean, who says they're leaving today.
In this particular situation, we're going to be there before the storm hits, so we'll get a little familiarized with the area that we'll be responsible for. We'll weather the storm where our base of operation will be located.
Iran's government reacting to news that President Trump said he would be willing to meet Iran's president under the appropriate circumstances. Now, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says they wouldn't meet with Trump unless sanctions against Iran are first lifted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look in my hair, look in my side. If you can count the times and say you are forgiven more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Yeah, we take it beyond the 8-second sound bites. This is all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Peter Leitner joins us now. He's a professor of the School of Science and Technology Intelligence at the National Intelligence University. He spent 21 years as a senior strategic trade advisor and negotiator in the office of the Secretary of Defense. And we have lots to talk about regarding the Chinese military threat. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, your new book, Nemesis Selection, you and Lucy, your wife, have written this book. And, your daughter, I'm sorry, forgive me. Okay, and you've written this book. Give us a quick outline on this book, and then we're going to get in and talk about China here.
Okay, well, what the book is about, it's a novelized version of what is otherwise 95% factual, and it's about the growing China threat, how it actually evolved, what set it, and how the Chinese have been able to arm themselves to the degree that they have armed themselves. And that's what this book is about. It's a way of telling a complete story and showing just how quickly the world can change. In this case, it's set in the South China Sea over the Spratly Islands, and in the East China Sea over the Senkaku Islands in confrontation, so seizing islands. And that's what the Nemesis Selection is about.
Well, let's talk about it, since you brought it up, in terms of its genesis. How did this come about?
Well, it came from being an eyewitness for now 30 years of the evolving Chinese threat, raising issues about it, trying to fight it within the government bureaucracy, testifying in Congress starting in 1997, specifically about the evolving China threat and the technology transfers that were coming from the U.S. and from other countries that were undergirding the Chinese threat. And what happened is that over time, there's a gestation period between the time you give somebody something and the time that it actually translates into military power. Unfortunately, right now we're sitting in the period where that gestation period has occurred, and now it's being translated into military strength that's confronting us.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is something I think is quite interesting. I mean, Donald Trump has really made this a focus of his administration. Talked about it before, as a candidate, even before he was a candidate. And, of course, now that he's in the position, and this has been one of those things that even the Democrats have been hard-pressed to deny, and that is that this evolution of Chinese military threat is clear and present.
Yeah, it's just remarkable how clear President Trump actually sees the problem. He sees it very clearly. He's seen it very clearly for a long time, and he's not obligated to defense contractors and others who feed on the threat. It's actually a clear, independent view, and I think he sees the facts as they really are. It's refreshing.
And I think this is why he was elected, because he wasn't beholden, and coming into the office with that outsider view, without having the tentacles of influence pulling at him like a puppet, he's able to see this clearly and see this is a clear and present danger, and this threat is real, and he's been focusing on it quite strategically, much to the dismay of China, because they've gotten their way. They've had their way for several decades. And now all of a sudden, they're being called on, this aggressive military action that they've been taking, this buildup in the South China Seas, what they've done by way of stealing our intellectual property and, manipulation of their economy and their money. It's just been on and on, and they've taken full advantage, and Trump is calling them on it.
Yeah, and unlike all the prior people who've occupied that office, basically since Jimmy Carter, he doesn't have guilty knowledge of it. He's not feeding. He's actually trying to do something about it. And really, it's the first time anybody's done anything about it other than feed the threat since 1979, since the Iranian Revolution, when all this tilt toward China started. Mm-hmm. When we lost our listening post in Iran after the revolution, we looked to China as a place to put new ones, and we offered them technology and military assistance and all kinds of things in order to be able to entice them to do that, and they've been feeding off of us ever since.
Yeah. Peter, I happen to be in Maui right now, and in Hawaii there's a lot of discussion about some new listening devices that are being put on the island. And it's a challenge, because any time you build anything on the homeland of Hawaii, this is the people's land, and they take this very personal. And as I was discussing this with one of the you know, one of the citizens here is saying, look, at you know, in light of what China is doing, can you see the benefit of having increased technology here on the island? Understanding your island is sacred, can you appreciate that this is not only for your interest, but the rest of America's interest because of China's aggressive moves? Now, this caused them to ponder because they're having, you know, a challenge dealing with the what they feel is a violation of their land.
Well, it's, you know, there are sacrifices you make for freedom. You have sacrifices, accommodations you make for you know, larger realities, and Hawaii, of all places, should be acutely aware of what happens when an Asian military power it decides to go on the rampage, and it's fascinating because if you look at historically what the Japanese were doing starting in the late 20s and through the 30s and up to World War II with their greater East Asian co-prosperity sphere, their sphere of influence, their expansionist plans, and they actually acted on it. What China is doing with its islands change strategy is almost identical to what the Japanese did prior to World War II. And the same territorial expansion, they're doing it through other means. They're using more of economics rather than outright invasion. But they're doing the same exact thing. The locus of power has simply shifted to Beijing instead of Tokyo.
So yeah, the way they've cooled. Yeah, Peter, and explain that to our audience, because I don't think they fully understand, you know, how strategic China has been in not being, you know, overtly going in and taking over land, you know, over their property and minerals and all this. They've found a way to kind of, you know, subtly do this, you know, see that somebody is at an economic disadvantage, and they, you know, kind of buy up some strategic areas. And next thing you know, they're kind of, as you say, locusts invading different countries and absorbing their assets.
Oh, they're doing it all over. They're doing it in places that, you know, the Belt and Road Initiative is a big example of what they're doing, and the countries along the way, like Sri Lanka and others, where they're actually, you know, they'll build a big port seemingly as a beneficent gesture, and then they give them financing terms which the Sri Lankan government can't possibly pay off. Then they basically foreclose on it, and they own the port. They're doing the same thing, trying to extend their influence as far as Greenland, where you know, Chinese mining interests are moving in there, and they're moving in all kinds of people to work the mines, like laborers, and they never go home. So when you have a territory like Greenland, which only has a population of 58,000 people, it doesn't take very long before you tilt the demographics in favor of the Chinese.
Exactly. What did you make of the president's idea of buying Greenland?
Well, I think is that a chess move? It's a very smart move. It's a very strategic move, and it's the same move that two prior presidents have suggested in the past. Considering the increasing importance of the Arctic to trade, power projection, and the Chinese trying to get into the Arctic, it's an absolutely brilliant move.
And not to mention what Russia's doing there as well already, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got more from Peter Leitner. We've got to go to break.
You know,
stay with us.
No, they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support.
For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
What if I would want to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's bad news.
Well, Peter Leitner and his daughter, Lucy, have written a new book, Nemesis Selection. I think it's awesome whenever you can do anything with your children. And I know that Peter is blessed to have the opportunity to, proudly say he and his daughter have written this book, Nemesis Selection. It's available, by the way, at capitalmediabooks.com. We're going to link it on our website as well at billmartinezlive.com. You know, for those of us who are interested in this China threat, and look, you cannot rely on 8-second sound bites from the mainstream media because they have really kept us in the dark regarding China for a long time. This has been one of those emerging threats. And now, because Donald Trump happens to be talking about it more, it's all bundled into the fake news, and we're getting confused as to what's happening. But what Peter and Lucy have given us is some really needed insight, as he stated in the first segment, regarding its genesis, where we are today, and the things that we need to be aware of, and what the trajectory is telling us. Now, speaking of trajectory, I mentioned to you a couple of months ago that we needed to be concerned about what was happening on the coast and in some other cities, including Baltimore. Of course, that came into the headlines as well, where you've got rats running rampant, we've got fleas, we've got human feces, homelessness, I mean, it is an absolute mess. And as you recall, and I got in trouble for it because people said, oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark. You know, this is crazy. You can't be talking about, you know, some kind of epic disease or plague that we're on the verge of experiencing because of all this. And it's not that I'm a genius. It's just you look at the trajectory and you see the mess that's going on. You go, wait a minute. This, when you look back and you understand, you know, the bubonic plague, for example, what happened in Europe, it just seemingly seemed to be so innocent and accommodating. And meanwhile, you know, before you know it, it goes out of hand and you've got, you know, over a million casualties as a result. And what are we looking at here in America? And as Peter and I were talking about, and he's got a background in this, as he helped found the National Center for Biodefense and Infectious Disease at George Mason University. So he knows from whence he talks. And Peter, as we were saying, we're ripe for the picking here. I mean, we're already seeing diseases we hadn't seen. Since the 70s, we had an outbreak of measles. Now there's Ebola again coming on strong. The LA Times last week said there's, bubonic plague being documented, in Los Angeles. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff here.
Oh, yeah, it's very scary. In normal times, nature is constantly trying to kill us. They're constantly trying to kill us. You know, new diseases, mutations of old diseases that afflict mankind are a constant and chronic problem, and they always will be. But we're the circumstances that we're allowing to fester within the United States is abetting it. We're basically giving a booster to the to the possibility of nature doing something quite devastating to us by creating these filthy conditions, these overcrowded conditions, unrestrained excretions all over the place in California and other places. It's just horrendously disgusting and extraordinarily dangerous. And you combine that with a population in the United States that basically hasn't faced any dread diseases for about 100 years now. Since the conquest of polio was the last really big one that we, a crippling disease. And so we're basically, distance has always been the immunity for the United States. The oceans have been more than just a strategic buffer, but also a disease buffer. But now with unrestrained population growth around the world and this mass migration that's occurring, the disease burdens from these other places, these more primitive places, are coming with the populations. They're basically carrying it with them, and they're carrying it right up to our shores, up across our border, and into our cities. And it's going to, sooner or later, there'll be an inflection point where the disease burden of certain infectious diseases will outstrip the immunity of the population to protect itself. And then there'll be an outbreak, a very serious outbreak. And nobody knows when that can happen. Nobody knows the exact mechanisms of that. No one in biology or anyplace else really understands that mechanism very well. But we're creating the conditions for that disaster to occur and occur to us.
Exactly. And adding to that, Peter, as you and I were talking about before, is we have a generation of young people who have purposed not to have their children inoculated. And this is why schools across the country are saying, look, we've got to play hardball on this. If you want a child in the public school system and attending classes here, they must be inoculated. And I know that that's tough on some of these parents that have been ideological about this, but because of the impending threats that are coming, just as you've outlined, we really have to be vigilant and protective about this, do we not?
Absolutely. I don't know how old you are, but I'm of an age where we were among the first to get the Sabin and the Salk vaccines.
Yes.
And people who were actually potential carriers, or people who wouldn't take that those inoculations, this in New York City where I grew up, were not allowed to come to school. They were kept out.
Right.
Because they were too dangerous.
Yeah, I was raised in California, so same thing during that era. So right with you on that. So these are precautions, and of course, in light of these things that we're talking about, the homelessness and the mess that is going on in too many cities across the country where they're heavily congested, this is really a potential lightning rod, as you say. We're abetting and promoting this, these kind of diseases. That, and as you say, we don't know the tipping point. We're raising the alarm because it seems rather obvious and academic that we're on that trajectory.
Yeah, we're creating disease incubators. And sooner or later, the disease will actually occur in an immune-exposed population. And then will be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to stop. But there'll be a high human cost associated with it.
Well, without a doubt. Well, getting back to China and your book, Nemesis Selection, the book is a novel, but as Peter says, 95% of, we aim at the nature of novels being what they are. But there's a lot of truth in this book, and it will give you some great understanding of where we are right now. China has been rather strategic and coy about their intention, but do not be fooled. They have a clear intention in all this, do they not?
Yeah, their intention is to basically dominate all of Asia and then eventually reach out and dominate the rest of the world. That's their case. They're generally a supremacist sort of society. They believe that if you're not Han Chinese, then you're basically a barbarian. All the other races, all the other peoples, the ethnicities, religions, and everybody else, we're all the barbarians. Compared to them, they truly believe that they've been taught for generations that they're the only truly civilized society on earth, and they think they have a moral imperative, they have a moral right, they have a superior nature, and their destiny is to lead the world at everybody else.
Very much like Japan or even Muslims, you know, the radical Muslims, right? I mean, interesting that
it's a complete selfish. You know, superiority complex that denigrates the rest of humanity, and that's they all have that in common.
Well, right now, head to head with America over trade, who's got the upper hand here? It would appear, based on reporting, that China is feeling the pressure of sanctions, but are they vulnerable enough to the point to where it appears that they may be blinking right now? But what do you say? Maybe short term there might be some relief, but long term the warning is still there, right?
Yeah, well, it's my personal view, my belief that the Chinese are pretty much of a fragile egg. That country, the pattern of economic development is highly uneven throughout the country. Their military modernization is highly uneven throughout the country. They have a thin layer of technology that they're applying. Primarily, everything is geared toward military utility in order to be able to project power and bully their neighbors. But how deep it really goes, how well they can actually handle it, how much they can actually manufacture, how much they can actually do is another story. I think more or less they can fight for a couple of weeks in high intensity, and then they'd crack like an egg as long as you're not involved in a land war.
But well, yeah, interesting to hear your
very deep.
Yeah. Interesting to hear your report on this, because recent reports would say otherwise, that militarily speaking, that they could bum rush the United States.
I do. Well, they have to be damn good swimmers to be able to do that.
Exactly. It's good to bring some, objectivity to this. I mean, because right now we're hearing, things that I'm going, okay, how did you get there? And is China really that formidable? And so it's refreshing to hear that maybe, as you say, they've got a couple of weeks worth of offense in them.
Well, that's my belief anyway. And but I think that we have a president who's actually pushing the point and testing him, and like they haven't been tested before. If anything, they've been assisted, they've been abetted by our own country, and in this fashion.
Clearly.
And now we have somebody who's actually challenged that prevailing wisdom or that prevailing policy, which is a policy of suicide in the past. And we've
right.
And now it's being challenged. You know, thank God for that.
Well, no doubt this president has been an exposing catalyst. The title of his book that he and his daughter have written, which is a great blessing to us, ladies and gentlemen, Nemesis Selection. You can go to capitalmediabooks.com to purchase the book, or go to our website at billmartinezlive.com. We'll link it there as well. Peter Leitner, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919. Anytime.